Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Are You Not Kentertained? Today is August 21st. This is episode number 70. It is a Monday. We just had SummerSlam weekend. Steve is here. We have a lot to talk about. How are you doing today, Steve?
I am just wonderful. I cannot wait to see the post-SummerSlam.
I mean, let's talk about the important thing, right? Let's just get it out in the open, okay? Let's talk about it. The fucking eclipse today, because I went on Facebook today, and I think first 8 out of 10 posts were about the eclipse, and I thought, my God, I know a lot of retards.
It's historic.
Is it first time ever, though?
It seems like it. We have to talk about it.
Like, all right, so in all fairness, all I could think about, and I don't know if you ever saw this, did you ever see Dolores Claiborne?
I don't think so, no.
Well, it's basically like the spiritual successor to Misery in a lot of ways. It's a really good, underrated movie, and it's about the Kathy Bates killing her husband during the eclipse. So, yeah.
So we should look for murders happening, past tense today.
Not necessarily, because did you ever see Maximum Overdrive?
About the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just saw today, once again on Facebook, there's a news story about how a guy had to go really fast because the bridge was starting to come up, so he had to gun it before the bridge completely fucked his whole shit up. So I was like, so we've had that, we've had a drawbridge situation of sorts, and we've had an eclipse. I'm thinking we're getting more of a Maximum Overdrive situation than Dolores Claiborne, but we're still staying in the Stephen King universe.
Or maybe it's like a Ghost in the Machine type thing.
Oh, yeah. See, there are lots of possibilities here, folks, so rest assured, it may not be the zombie apocalypse, unfortunately, which I just can't wait for it, but... Yeah, and this, the whole zombie apocalypse thing, let's talk about that for a second. Ever since, like, the whole zombie apocalypse thing became, like, a big thing, it really got me thinking, do I really want to be cremated, or would I rather be buried so I can come back as a zombie? I'm really starting to think I want to be buried now. Do you want to be buried, cremated? What do you want, Steve?
Well, once you're dead, I mean, it doesn't matter what I am.
Yeah, but the opportunity to possibly come back as a zombie and eat another meal sounds pretty pleasing to me.
That is true. Yeah.
Like, it sounds really pleasing. So, I don't know.
Or do you hope you end up like Jigsaw and then get buried and come back as a zombie?
See, that would be fucking fantastic. That really would be fantastic. All right.
Jigsaw is too tough, though. You gotta make all those traps and it's too complicated. It's just too much work.
I got the tattoo. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, I mean, that's more than I have.
Right. Actually, the new movie, the trailer looks pretty good, I thought. Like, way better than the last 2, 6, and 7 looked, I thought.
Well, that's pretty easy to look better than those two movies.
I agree. Although, I gotta say, Part 6, it actually had a lot to offer if you watch all of them in succession, because it actually tells a decent story, but the movie as on its own accord is not very good. And Part 7 just isn't good. I saw that in the theater with the 3D glasses and all that fucking shit. What a travesty that was.
Yeah, sucker into that, huh?
I've only ever seen probably, I think, 3 movies in 3D. I saw that. I saw, like, Alice in Wonderland. It was, like, partially animated. Johnny Depp may or may not have been involved, I feel. And I think I saw Up. Disney's Up in 3D. That was actually my first 3D film, and what a terrible movie to choose as a first 3D movie. Not because the movie was bad, but because you're pretty much going to end up crying at some point during the film, I feel. So just a terrible movie to have to wear 3D.
Yeah, I think that's pretty depressing, that movie, for a kid's movie.
Oh, God, yeah, like, it devastates your soul, like, 5 minutes in, it's like, well, this is how this movie's gonna go, and you're like, the fuck, Disney? It's kind of like the same reaction you would have if you watched WWE this weekend, and that's really what we're here for.
At some point, you're going to cry.
At some point, you're going to cry and want to tap out. So, Let's start with the positives. Let's talk about NXT. We had five matches. It was in Brooklyn. It delivered, but we'll go quickly through the matches.
It delivered, but I feel like they could have got rid of the filler and done like an hour and a half show.
So by filler, you mean the first match of Andrade versus Gargano?
That and all the long packages, which they do now, and the, oh, look, now here's this announcer. And now here's this guy in the audience.
Here's this guy you may remember, even though he's on the main roster. Oh, right. I still remember him.
I saw him on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was happy that Jim Ross was there, even though he's only called one other NXT match that
He's doing the Mae Young Classic.
Is it him and Lita?
I believe so, him and Lita. And Ellen DeMay is somehow involved. I don't know what she's doing, but...
Like, am I wrong in saying that they should... I feel they should have chose Renee Young and Jim Ross, because Renee Young really deserves a chance to do full-time commentary, in my opinion.
Yeah, and didn't Lita show up drunk to one of the pay-per-views or something?
I don't know. She hung out with the Hardy Boys. What more evidence do you need that she's a fuck-up?
That's true. Yeah, she should be on something.
Yeah. All right, so we had Andrade, Cien Almas defeat Johnny Gargano. Honestly, I was a little surprised. I thought Johnny was going to get that win.
I thought it would be a one-off. Apparently, it is not.
All right, the chick that's hanging out with Andrade, I know she is related or married or dating some wrestler. Do you know who?
She is... I don't know if it's a fiance, just dating still, but Austin Aries.
Ah, yes, that's who it is. Ah, Aries.
Which is weird, because Aries left when she got signed.
Yeah. Fucking Aries. You know, the worst part is I don't blame him a damn bit for leaving. I don't. They'll push Shinsuke Nakamura, who weighs even less than
money.
Aries.
I mean, he came with a lot of good money.
He did, but he wasn't getting pushed, and...
He was in like seven Cruiserweight Championship matches in a row.
Yeah, and he didn't win any of them. Like, he shouldn't have even been stuck in Cruiserweight. That's my point. He could have been
He should have been the main event. Yeah. Or an NXT doing something else.
Right. He's like 90% as good as AJ Styles and probably better than Shinsuke. In all reality, Shinsuke just has a good entrance.
Which is the same all the time. Which is all, they all are, but. It's a violin player, yay.
Did you think I don't know, when the fuck's Ciampa due back? I thought he might have actually came back for this.
I thought he's out for like another couple months at least. I thought it was a pretty serious injury.
So probably not till Survivor Series NXT at earliest, you're thinking?
Probably, yeah. Maybe later than that. Or maybe. But yeah, I mean it's a while still, I think.
I like CN, and I've been saying for a while, I think he's main roster ready. Not that they're going to do anything with him on the main roster, but they really don't do anything with him on NXT, so why not move him up and have a new mid-card guy?
Maybe he can get the U.S. Championship, or maybe he can feud for the IC title.
I'd like to see Dean Ambrose versus Kalisto, out of that. If Kalisto would drop 20 pounds and get back in shape.
If Kalisto was he was still there because he was on NXT. That's right. He is still employed.
Who was he with? Was he with Shinsuke?
Yeah, they took turns doing their own little taunts.
Oh, that's awful. I don't know. Do you think... Would you rather Andrade stay down in NXT, or would you move him up at this point? Steve? Did my audio cut out? Or are you muted?
Nope, that's me. I dropped my mic thing, and then I tried to... change the volume instead of unmute myself. It's tough because you move him up, he's not doing anything, but you keep him at NXT, he's not doing anything. So what do you do? I guess you just keep him down there and have him lose to indie stars they bring in, like Tyler Breeze for a while. I don't know.
I mean, because he's really good. Like, I like a lot of his stuff that he does in the ring, and I don't know. I was that the match where there was like the move off the top rope and he did like a backflip out of it and landed? Am I thinking the right match?
I believe so.
It was a good spot.
After 12 hours of wrestling, it's kind of tough to pick out which match was which.
Yeah.
Especially when it's the first one you saw 3 days ago or whatever it was.
All right. Enough of these guys. I don't know. I don't think either guy's ever going to be a huge success. Johnny could be in 205. Andrade, as much as I think, if given a push, he could be over, he's never going to get over.
Well, you need a Latino star.
Right. We had Sanity defeat Authors of Pain, which, honestly, that kind of surprised me. I didn't think Authors of Pain was due to lose yet.
I didn't think they were either. And Sanity, for the most part, Alexander Wolf's been a joke for his entire career.
He had and a good match,
sudden,
so,
all of a sudden, he's throwing suplexes on those guys and stuff. And I was like, where'd that come from?
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, like, he has done... he's intrigued me, but he hasn't yet to do anything. Then all of a sudden, he had the match of his career so far.
Yeah, it's like, look at this Joker doing the hardcore karate moves, whatever they do in the pit there.
And I mean, I don't know. I was a little surprised that they didn't have Damo in the match. That was weird.
They must be saving him for the title, main title.
Maybe. I mean, Damo versus Drew could be a good matchup.
It happened already. I mean, but yeah, more time would be really good.
Sure.
You know, you miss a true opening in NXT.
I don't even want to fucking talk about how bad that shit was. That was so bad. And is that chick a member of that group? Because, like, I know that they also played for Aleister Black. So was she also a member, or was she, like, a guest for the group?
No, you know? She's actually a member. She sometimes sings for them, but she's the bassist for them also.
Fucking terrible.
I saw them live once, and they went much better actually live.
God, I was just... I mean, I think I talked to Eric Sunday morning, and that was... I think that was pretty much the very first thing that came out of his mouth was how bad that
What pissed
was.
Me off is, if you want a hardcore band and you're in Brooklyn, there's a bunch of them out there in New York City, based in New York City, that are better than that. But I guess the new big thing, so... It was a big thing for them to get them, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know enough about modern day music to make a comment, but I just
they're not really. It's not like their audience isn't really a pro wrestling's audience, I don't think. But whatever, that's what they wanted to do. That's fine.
Wait. In all fairness, though, I do want to say one thing. I'd rather have that than Machine Gun Kelly.
That's a good point.
Why was there a ballad song for the main song of SummerSlam?
Yeah, I don't know. Because the way it's going, it kind of made sense, I guess.
Yeah, with Seth and Dean, but... Alright, so we had... What was it? Bobby Fish and... I don't even know what the... O'Reilly? Something.
Kyle O'Reilly, yeah.
Alright, I've heard of Bobby Fish. I've never heard of O'Reilly. I know that they're Ring of Honor guys. Do you know anything about them? Are they anything more than a Roderick Starr indie darling? Or is that exactly what they are?
I know Bobby Fish is from Saratoga.
Well, there's that.
They do the strong style stuff. They're big in the indies, obviously.
Yay,
and
injuries.
Their last move is called Chasing the Dragon, which is a drug reference.
Yeah, so that's not going to be allowed in WWE, I can't imagine.
The drive-by is still there, so I don't know what they go by.
You know, that is fair. The drive-by is allowed, but the FU and STFU aren't allowed.
In the curb stomp.
And the curb stomp. Huh.
So maybe drug use will be allowed as a finishing move.
And Brock Lesnar thinks it is. So, there's that.
Yeah, he got that going for him.
With Authors of Pain going, like, this was just their way of putting another big tag team in NXT, pretty much, right?
I think it's going to be a call-up, isn't it? I mean, why have them lose and then have them... What are you going to do now?
But... It kind of hurts NXT's tag team roster that was doing pretty good for a while, and then it just got diluted once American Alpha left and Revival left, and then they split up Gargano and Ciampa, and next thing you know, you're left with Heavy Machinery as one of your three best teams.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome, yes.
Team 61 should be back soon.
Boo. Boo. I really dislike that team.
They had that one good match, kind of. But other than that,
two.
It was in the tournament. I don't know who it was.
Oh, the Dusty Rhodes Classic?
Yeah.
That seems reasonable, I suppose.
But, I don't know. Obviously, they're going to have that big guy, Sullivan, team with someone at some point. Make a team.
Sullivan? Who's Sullivan?
That giant bald guy who destroys his tag team partner after each match.
Yeah, that guy. I kind of like him. I could totally get behind him. I've been wondering if they're thinking about doing like Danny Burch and Oni Lorcan. Like, I've been loving their matches.
Yeah, I think of WCW tag team too.
I love Oni Lorcan. I think that guy has all the potential in the world, so he's never going to go anywhere because everybody that I think has potential goes nowhere, as we'll talk about later.
Those palm strikes or slaps he does, that can't be good for concussions, can it?
It's no better than a match against Shinsuke in which he drops you square on your fucking top of your head, but.
That's a good point.
Or, you know, breaks an orbital bone or breaks your jaw. But hey, let's put that guy in the main event because he's not injury prone or anything.
Well, he never got injured.
True. My bad. Injury prone. I don't know what word would you use to describe him. He's not injury prone.
Not safe? Reckless? I don't know.
I don't know. Ugh. That actually still haunts me. Like, that was a bad drop on Cena's head. Really bad.
Luckily, he does all his next exercises, so he was fine.
Man, Nikki must be happy as hell. Like, he does all that neck work.
Yeah. Is she due back? Is she coming back, or is she?
I hope not.
She is done.
Probably to have their wedding live at WrestleMania or some bullshit.
I mean, where's Jake the Snake? You need him.
Oh my goodness. Give me Jake the Snake, or give me heel Dean. I'll take heel Dean right now. If they let him really be a heel and have him interrupt the ceremony, I'm fine.
Put a snake in the box. And
yeah, absolutely. Why not? All right. Sanity's our tag team champions. Not more. Aleister Black versus Hideo Nomo was probably my match.
Hideo Nomo
tonight.
Was a pitcher, I believe.
God damn it! Yo, so I went and wrote the preview, and I wrote Hideo Nomo, and I was like, this isn't right. I
should have been a squash match.
Yeah, for Nomo.
It's a fastball at him, yeah.
Alright, Itami versus Black. It was my match of the night. There was a lot of good matches, but I don't know, I really just enjoyed the chemistry between the two dudes. Is Hideo possibly getting the call-up, or do you think he still needs work done in NXT?
He doesn't have any more. I mean, he's ready for it. He's not going to get any better. I mean, what he is now is the best he's going to get.
Right.
I mean, he's finally healthy, so that's a plus.
I say move him up. Would you keep him heel?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. The main roster, well, probably a heel would be better for him on the main roster. I don't look care either way.
Americans hate Japan and foreigners, except for Shinsuke.
Exactly.
Aleister Black.
He can do a Bruce Lee gimmick with that movie coming out.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Since that's tied in somehow with the studios.
Aleister Black, I want to say that he's ready, but I really think he's going to be one of those guys that gets a decent title run. Like, I think he might be the guy that takes off McIntyre eventually.
He needs a gimmick, though. Right now, it's just comes out to music and kicks people. I mean,
And meditates,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, he needs more work. I think Hideo's as refined as Hideo's.
In-ring work, he's fine. He just needs the gimmick and the, you know.
Mic skills?
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. I mean, maybe he doesn't have. I mean, he's Dutch. I don't know how good he is in the mic. I don't know.
Dutch. I'm Dutch and German.
Not Dutch Mantel, but yeah.
Well, yeah. was this your match of the night? Or, I mean, they were all about the same quality. I didn't really see a huge drop or raise in quality of any of the five matches.
Well, there was a huge raise from opening match to everything else, I think.
Steve is very down on the opening match. I didn't mind the opening match. It had its
I'm pretty
dull.
Much out on opening matches at both nights, actually.
I don't want... We're going to get to it, and I'm going to rant, but... let's move on to the women. I thought Asuka... Alright, so I went in expecting Asuka and Bobby Roode to lose. So I expected two title changes.
I thought they both get called up and they'd lose, yeah.
Yeah. So are they basically waiting for whoever wins the Mae Young tournament to take it off Asuka? Because there's no other women that I see in the pipeline.
That's my guess. They had that one Japanese star who does the flying elbow better than Macho Man ever did. That I guess is like really good and is in line probably to take the belt. But I don't know if he actually signed or not.
I was going to say, didn't one of the women already back out and go back to whatever, Japan?
Yeah, that was the other one, I think.
Yeah, we're good with names.
The other Japanese one, I don't know.
They're Japanese one and Japan two. Yeah.
All I know is from the Mae Young Classic special, there's one of them that was a tiny hat to the ring.
And a tiny hat?
Yeah, she's my pick to win it.
Is she Japanese?
No, she's from Australia, I want to say.
I love me some Aussie bitches. Speaking of Aussie bitches, because we like to go on tangents, anybody that's listening that actually likes Orange is the New Black, check out Wentworth on Netflix if you're looking for a little bit more hardcore, dare I say, Oz type show, only involving women. Forget any of the comedy, forget any of the PC social movements about race, discrimination, all that shit. If you want just good story-driven stuff, Wentworth, give it a try.
Does it have, like, Cinemax Women in Prison type movie aspects to it?
There are lots... there's tits in it, if that's where we're going here. Or are we going somewhere
else? Then I am sold.
There's some lesbianism. Dude, there's a lot of decent violence. I guess that's what I enjoy more about it than Orange. Orange doesn't have shit for violence. This had violence.
So it was like Son of Anarchy violence type violence?
So that's funny that you said that, because just Saturday I compared Wentworth as the female Sons of Anarchy.
Interesting.
It reminded me so much in how, there are times in Sons of Anarchy where they just kind of went around in fucking circles. It was like, all right, we finally...
Like the whole Irish thing?
Yeah, and like they go around circles, then they topple somebody, and then somebody else comes back from the past, and then they gotta spend a season toppling that person. But all the while, like, they're doing other shit as well, so it was very Sons of Anarchy to me.
You know, just today I heard someone said, I got this, and I was like, aw, Opie said that.
I don't care what anybody says. Opie's death is the worst death in television history.
Yeah, I think so, too. That was just amazing the way they did it.
Like, there's been some sad ones on Walking Dead. Apparently, people are having issues over a fucking dragon getting killed and resurrected in Game of Thrones for some fucking reason. People were butthurt over
why.
Red Wedding.
But not so much the incest stuff. I don't know.
I love the incest stuff. That's what makes Game of Thrones really, really, really work well. And Hodor, when he was alive. Hodor.
I mean,
Hodor is the saddest death for me.
You know, if Vince has his way, there'd be incest on WWE.
Oh, who's it? Paul Burchill and his sister?
Katie Lee, right? Katie Lee Burchill, I think her name was?
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of girls from the past, I just saw today a picture of AJ Lee with... Caitlyn. And Caitlyn looks so different. Like, she dropped all that weight. She has
She went back to her fitness model stuff, so she probably lost all that weight. Not lost it. I mean, she wasn't that heavy. She just toned up.
No, she wasn't heavy. She just had some thickness in certain good areas, quite frankly. But, yeah, she slimmed down big time. Like, sort of like how Trish... went from, like, that great thickness to really thin for the fitness stuff.
Well, I imagine being a little thick is good in wrestling. All the bumps you take, I mean...
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know how Anthony Love is still alive. Ever did.
How did AJ ever fucking do it?
Or how's Sasha not dead yet?
Fair enough. I mean, that's why Bliss... Bliss has a good body for wrestling, aside from height.
Right, she's like... 4 feet tall.
Yeah. Is Ember Moon a candidate to get called up?
they gave her kind of a send-off, didn't they? At the end, they cheered for her and stuff, and she was crying, kind of.
Asuka gave her the ring.
Maybe. I didn't think she would. Because, you know, I hated the ending of that match. The Eclipse should have been done. That should have been it. Especially with Monday being today being the Eclipse. But
oh, shit. That would have been something.
But nope, got a kick out of it. And then super kick afterwards, kick out of that too. And then have Nigel say Ember Moon took too long to pin her, even though she immediately went for the pin at both times. It just makes no sense.
I agree. And Nigel's better than that, by the way, I think.
He's one of the better announcers, yeah.
I thought Asuka was going to get called up, and I had this discussion with another gentleman, and the best I can say without being mean is that we'll have to agree to disagree, because there, in my mind, Asuka belongs on SmackDown. They need her way more than Raw does, because Raw has a lot of women that aren't being used that can be put right in a storyline. SmackDown needs star power right now.
You don't think Carmella is... Natty was big enough star power?
I think Carmella's the only star on that fucking
Charlotte,
right?
Becky Lynch, I guess. I don't know.
No, I think Carmella's the only star on that brand right now, and possibly Lana, but we've seen that Lana's not a wrestler. She's just a good mouthpiece. So, yeah, Carmella's the only star on SmackDown.
I mean, they definitely need Asuka. The problem is Asuka's like Shinsuke. She can't do a promo.
You know what, though? I find it cute and endearing when Asuka tries to cut a promo. I don't know. Like, she puts in more effort than Shinsuke does, for sure.
And he just starts yelling in Japanese.
Yeah, I don't know. Asuka cracks me up with... I don't know. She just cracks me up in a lot of ways. To this day, I don't understand why she wears a thong over her tights.
Her outfit is weird. It's just that vest thing that she wears and...
Like, who came up with her? I'm wondering if it was all her design. She's just like, I want to be like Punky Brewster, only a wrestler.
Well, Japanese fashion is kind of weird.
You're right.
Like most things in Japan.
Anime.
Anime, their porn, I don't know.
Nintendo.
Their vending machines full of panties. It's just...
The pixelation of female and male genitalia.
Yeah, that's really strange. I don't get it.
But yet they can show the butthole.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? What they censor and what they don't.
Yeah, it's like, babies come from these two parts, babies do not come from this part, so it's okay.
So we can show that part.
I don't, like, I've actually never bothered to look up, I don't even know, like, what I would look up as to why they do it that way. I've been curious, but it's really not something that I can just post on Facebook. Why do they not censor the asshole?
Hey, anyone Japanese, can you tell this for me?
Fantastic. We have raised the bar now.
We are the bar.
Oh, shit. I'm bald and you're ginger.
Oh, my God.
Dude. The bar.
I wanted to look up, because of NXT and WWE, I wanted to look up the Celtic Empire, but I never got around to it. Because... Sheamus is a Celtic warrior. He's Irish. And McIntyre is Scottish and has a Celtic cross as a move. Ooh. So I wanted to see how big the Celtic Empire was, if it covered both Scotland and Ireland. I assume it did, if they both have Celtic stuff.
It could... And then you got Finn, right?
Finn's got the Celtic mythology stuff going on.
So we got three people. We're like one short away from actually having a really decent grouping here.
I think we had Wade Barrett, but...
Huh.
He had some bad news.
Wade, this is Vince. We'd like to put you with Sheamus, Finn Balor, and Drew McIntyre. Oh, Vince, I'm afraid I got some bad news. Hangs up the phone, says boom, and it's over.
I miss him.
I do... I'm not going to say he's the one person that they missed the boat the biggest on, but he is top five in the past decade of people that they absolutely missed the boat on.
I feel like we could have the top two maybe this weekend.
I'm just dreading that.
Anyways, back to NXT.
Yeah, let's talk about Drew and Bobby. I thought they did a really good job. I liked Drew's entrance. I always love Bobby's entrance. I mean,
it was the same one from last time, wasn't it? Maybe more fog. Was. I think he had more fog this time.
Tons of fog. But I liked it. I mean, I still like it. I kind of wanted him to come out with 20 different strumpets like he did, you know, back at WrestleMania.
In honor of Ric Flair, who was on deathbed for a bit there.
Hey, but Charlotte had enough time to play Rocket League.
That's what matters. That's what matters in life.
Seriously, when the fuck did they record that? Like, I hope they recorded that before all this stuff happened.
During. Like, they're calling her and she's just playing Rocket League.
They brought like, a studio trailer and, like, Charlotte, we need you to come outside the hospital so you can film playing Rocket League.
You have obligations.
I don't understand why Rocket League doesn't have a WWE, like, a couple of different, like, a Roman Reigns-styled car, you know, shit like that. Like, right, they have a lot of wacky vehicles. I would love it. I love that game to pieces.
Didn't Matchbox make, like, the WWE-style cars one point?
At one point or another.
Or wasn't there a video game, too, where they had, like, race cars?
Back, like, in the PlayStation 1 era, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, Austin and, like, Rock had it. Probably Big Show, Taker. Yeah, I recall that.
They should make that again.
Absolutely. I would play that.
Defeated Micro Machines, so you never know.
Good match by Drew and Bobby. I don't know. I feel both guys are ready. The rumor is Bobby's coming up. If Bobby's coming up, which show do you put him on?
SmackDown. I think they need people more than Raw does.
They need top heels in the worst way on SmackDown.
Right, it was Kevin Owens and no one.
Well, they do have someone, but they buried him.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jinder, what he put
right.
The good.
Yeah. I was afraid they were going to do the same exact ending for all of Bobby Roode's matches, and I'm glad they decided not to.
Hit
your finisher, roll out of the ring, and then all of a sudden, DDT, over.
I do like that, though. It's like, Bobby Roode's like, I just took a finisher. I'm going to roll outside the ring. Like,
It's smart, but it always happens, and it's just kind of predictable.
Like, I actually was wondering if... Problem is, Bobby's too old. Like, it would have been neat if Bobby could have came earlier in his career, so Triple H could have proclaimed him as, like, kind of like
next,
what Vince did with Drew
thing.
McIntyre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he reminds me so much of Triple H in-ring.
And Adam Cole looks like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was the first thing that we came to the conclusion of. I've heard of Adam Cole, never seen him. Do you know anything more about him?
No, I kind of stopped watching ROH when he was getting big. So I don't have much knowledge on him.
I mean, basically, we're heading for Shield versus Wyatt's only Sanity versus Ring of
whatever
Honor
that club's
guys.
Called. Yeah,
like that's what we're heading towards. It seems.
It seems like it. Yeah, and I guess Sanity's the face.
Yeah. Well, Sanity was never. Was Sanity ever really heels, or were they just?
Well, I mean,
guys?
Eric Young was a leader, so that right there is kind of heelish.
By the way, Nikki Cross. Getting sandwiched between those two big gents, I gotta give her fucking props for taking that one.
That was shocking that they did all that.
I love that girl. I really... I don't know, I've been saying this to you since we've been podcasting. I really think Nikki Cross is a fucking star in the making, but it's all about how you get booked when you're in the main roster, obviously.
Right. And she's Scottish, right?
She's European, that's for sure.
She can join that stable we just made up.
Oh, and so can the fucking German dude, Wolf. Oh,
yeah, Alexander Wolf. They can be the... Oh, shit, what was that great stable called? That was like 2 weeks. Yeah.
League of Nations. I mean, god damn it. They could do an Australian one with Damo and a bunch of chicks. Emma and...
They could.
Peyton and Billy.
Yeah.
I would love that stable, as a matter of fact.
We got Survivor Series coming up. We got to get the stables going.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need more gang warfare is what we need.
Wasn't that the theme for 1 year?
It was, and the racist white men were the faces.
I think that was 96 or maybe 97. It was a good time to...
Yeah, because the skinheads were the leaders of one gang, and they were over...
Eight-ball chains.
Eight-ball skull chains, yeah.
And Crush.
Yep.
Let's never forget Crush.
They were a good stable. Against the Puerto Ricans and the Blacks and the Mexicans, I believe.
Wait, there was Mexicans as well?
Was that later? Was that later?
All I remember was Los Boricuas and Nation of Domination and the... What the fuck were the... Disciples, right?
Disciples, yeah, Disciples, DOA.
I always call them Aces and Eights, so...
Yeah, same thing.
We're a biker gang. Yeah, yeah. What was your match of the night for NXT?
The tag team was good. But I'm on the main event.
Yeah.
Rude and
I don't feel like you can go wrong with any of the last four matches for match of the night.
Yeah, Ember Moon and Asuka had the best matches they've ever put on.
Absolutely. Ember, you know what's weird, though? Ember Moon looks really, not like super thin, but she looks really good in street clothes. Like, she doesn't look thick at all. And then you see her in her wrestling attire, and all of a sudden, like, she has... without saying anything racially charged, she kind of has the black woman ass thing going. Like, she
which
has the Naomi
perfect,
midsection.
Which is fine.
I like it. Yeah. I like it, but she, like, the jeans, like, transformed her body in some weird way. I was like, it was so weird.
She's probably got, like, those shaper jeans or something. They got all kinds of stuff to...
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it was just weird to see. It was also cool to see Asuka in, like, the... I don't know, like, the business suit getup that she was in.
That's the best part of Asuka. She comes out in, like, the business attire or the dresses, whatever, for the contract signings. I don't know why the men can't do that. Why can't the men actually wear street clothes to the ring?
I don't know. All right. Let's tackle that which we don't want to tackle, and that's
the opener? The kickoff show?
6 hours of fuckery. All right, so we had the opener, which I didn't see because I was busy getting pizza.
No one else did either, if you saw the pictures of the first match.
Yeah, I heard Miz was pretty pissed off that they did not allow the fans in until way too late.
I think it was 5, and his match was 5:30, so everyone's in getting beers and stuff.
Right.
If they're there at all at that time.
And getting your merchandise and all that shit, yeah, which makes sense.
It was funny, though, because Corey Graves at one point mentioned that the fans were fighting to get the best seat, and I'm like, that's not how tickets work in WWE.
Corey was paid a good $100 to say that. I saw the last minute of the match, so like, I that's all I saw was the last minute, but so that tells you exactly like what time I got back and had some pizza on my plate. Rather than discussing the match, I have a question for you, since you will remember what I'm referring to. When Kurt Angle first started, he bombed. He bombed for like the first 2 months, I would say.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he started getting over as a heel. Are they trying to force Jason Jordan down that exact same path because he's getting shit for reaction? They gave him the new music that's very Kurt-like. Or are they just absolutely fucking this story up in general?
I think they're just fucking it up based on how they handled Gable and him when they came up. Hopefully they're
amazing
not.
Amazing how Gable's had the better match since those two split up.
He also had Styles to do it with.
He also had Rusev.
Yeah, Gable that's true. Versus Rusev. Well, Rusev's good. I like Rusev's a great worker, I think.
Oh, yeah. Underrated as fuck.
Jordan's got what? The Mistrach? who are great. I like the gimmick's characters, but in the ring, they're not anything special.
I think Jason Jordan, is he destined for a heel turn this fall?
Do you think he'll have an undefeated streak and then have like someone like Taz come in and beat it?
I wonder if Taz has a child. And more importantly, I wonder if his child's shaped like a barrel and has no neck.
When I was in college, there was someone with the same last name as him. But I never met them. I never asked him if he was related to her somehow.
Interesting. So, this match, I mean, there's really nothing of interest to talk about.
No,
here, right?
It was an opening match. No one saw it.
The Hardy Boys.
Even though we had the Hardy Boys and the Miz Triage, Neus and Jordan.
I feel so bad for the Miz, and yet I'm like, you know what? After the 1,000 different title changes that night, Miz got to keep his belt, and not many others did.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, rather be pissed, Miz, be thankful you got to keep your belt that you have not been defending worth a shit for months.
Well, what's he going to do now? Ambrose is now in the title heavyweight, I mean, tag team picture. Who's his opponent going to be?
I still want Elias. So, let's talk about Elias, too. Elias is killed awesome. It on the fucking mic.
Yeah, he was great.
Like, he got one of the top three best reactions of the whole evening, I thought.
He's definitely better than women.
Like, do you think the encore was planned, or do you think he kind of ad-libbed that? I was trying to figure that out. I think he ad-libbed that last bit.
I think it was planned. They have everything so scripted and timed out that they probably had it planned.
I was just like, all right, they're booing the shit out of him, but then the crowd got behind him, and then they wanted the encore. I was like, this guy's getting over, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's New York fucking City. Of course he's getting over.
Yeah. He'll be over for Fandangoing, and then that's it. Done.
Yeah. If he was in Canada, he would have gotten booed properly, and they would shit on everything that he did, because Canada's the worst crowd ever.
Bizarro land.
Yep. Fuck Canada. Just saying.
Exactly.
I don't know, Elias versus Miz, would you be interested in that feud, or do you think... I'm trying to think if there's any face on NXT that could get called up.
I was really hoping Elias would be Goldust's new whatever he has planned.
Oh, yeah, because Goldust was supposed to be looking for a new person, and that never panned out. So.
I thought he said it would be revealed in SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yeah, that nothing was happened. So
I was hoping that the guy on American Grit who looks like Cody Rhodes would have showed up as Super Stardust because he's so jacked. But that didn't happen.
He was the sole reason I kept watching American Grit Season 2, because I was like, every time he just reminded me so much of Cody Rhodes.
I hated the competitors on that show. But yeah, he was like, he's like jacked Cody Rhodes.
And he was pissed off almost 95% of the time, which I enjoyed as well.
Because his team kept losing. Yeah.
Okay, second match. We had Neville win back his championship from Akira after 6 days of not holding it.
I didn't get that at all. They need more time, too, for the Cruiserweights, I think.
The Raw match was really good, I thought. This match was nowhere near as good. Am I wrong?
No, yeah, you're right. I don't know what it is, but maybe they just... I don't know. I think they're trying to kill the Cruiserweights division to show the same people and just swap the belt back and forth. So no one cares about it. Then they can end it and save more money.
If they wanted to put it on Akira, which I was fine. I mean, Neville's played his role. I don't really see any other new faces coming along right now. If they wanted to put it on Akira so he could go against Kendrick and Daivari and whoever else, I was fine with that. Just don't do this bullshit quick title switch. That's all I'm asking for. Just don't do the fucking 6 days switch.
What happened with Kendrick and Gallagher?
I haven't watched 205 in a while. All I see of it is what's on Raw, which is unfortunate.
Oh, they had a feud going and then it kind of ended. I don't know what happened to that. Did they miss something? Or did they just, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I feel that they've blown it with Kendrick, with Perkins, with Gallagher. The entire
roster of 205 Live.
Just completely.
Although, I guess Kendrick is training Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey is getting trained for WrestleMania, yeah.
And one of her stablemates, whatever you want to call them, are in the Mae Young Classic.
The MMA Four Horsewomen.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm really, really, really fearing, and mark my words, people, this is exactly how this is going to play out. It's going to be Charlotte, of all fucking awfulness, to go against Ronda instead of one of the talented horsewomen. Well, that's going to happen. Charlotte's going to get that spot. You know that, right?
Are they really talented, though? I mean, Becky, I guess, but Bayley isn't that great. Sasha's okay if she's a heel.
Yeah, Sasha's a great heel. Sasha's a shit face. But they insist on keeping her as a face, so you reap what you sow, WWE.
Although the weight difference between Sasha and Ronda is going to be huge. size difference, you know, it's going to be ridiculous.
Charlotte's going to get every possible opportunity to get the big matches. You know that.
Especially if Ric Flair dies.
So, true story, not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before, it was me and Russ doing the podcast, and I said, dear God, please make it so that I never have to see Charlotte on my TV screen again. I don't wish her physical harm, I don't wish her to die or anything, just something else bad to happen in her life so that she's no longer on TV. A few days later, Ric Flair in hospital. I'm like,
what's your fault?
The wrestling god spited me. Yeah, it's my fault.
I'm going to blame you for SummerSlam, too.
Oh, if I'm to blame for SummerSlam, I vehemently apologize.
Somehow it's your fault. I don't know.
Usos beat New Day. Good. It was an okay match. Like, I liked their last pay-per-view match better.
It was a good match, though. They do good matches together, those two teams.
Yeah. Definitely deserved main card over kickoff show.
Yeah, they could have kicked two or three of the main cards off the show completely and have time for the Usos. And
yeah.
Actually, maybe not, because they were quick matches.
Was you okay with the quick switch again? And is it indicative? We think Authors of Pain are coming up. If SmackDown gets rude, then Raw's got to get Authors of Pain, right?
Well, when's the shakeup going to happen?
I don't know. Quarter past never. I have no idea anymore. But they're going to announce it tonight.
You would think they would get one or the other, not both, but...
Unless
Raw has a revival at some point coming back, hopefully.
Yeah.
And the Hardys, obviously.
Well, maybe if they stopped breaking up every fucking tag team that they bring up, that would be a good start. Because, you know, American Alpha, Cass and Enzo... I'm forgetting one that got broken up. What the fuck other team broke up?
DIY, but they weren't on the main roster.
No, there shit.
Who you mentioned? Enzo Cass, Gable Jordan.
Oh, Gotch and Aiden.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were a team.
And the Hype Bros, well, we thought they were going to get broke up, and...
Instead, they both disappeared.
Yeah. Well, no, Mojo was in that great KFC fucking promo.
I skipped that.
Oh, come on. Shawn Michaels as Colonel Sanders. And we got to see Dolph Ziggler again for the first time in like 3 months. It was good.
Yeah, maybe I'll be on tonight probably, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Although Popeyes tend to get the ads, not KFC.
Popeyes is the better fucking chicken. I would... be so happy if they just got rid of the KFC by me and put up a Popeyes. I would gain some weight, but it'd be worth it for the flavor.
Yeah.
Was it smart to put it back on the Usos so that maybe they can do Breezango versus Usos again? Because there's no fresh feuds on SmackDown.
Are they going to end up saying that the Usos... No, that's all over with, isn't it? Who killed the trailer horse and stuff? That's done.
I mean, I'd like to see the Ascension get a push.
I mean, they never solved who beat them up that one time.
Right. Or destroyed the office, did they?
I don't think so. I know Arn Anderson took the horse and killed that.
Which I didn't see coming, and I feel really stupid for having not seen Arn behind the Tully thing.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a out there connection. Once it happened, it's kind of, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think New Day... Of all the tag teams that need to be broken up, I thought New Day needs at least Kofi to go for a belt. I think Kofi deserves a run with a belt before he's too old to do anything.
Do you think he'll wrestle Randy Orton again?
I'd be fine with that. They had great chemistry until Randy got pissed off, I think.
He turned the wrong way. It's Kofi's fault.
Absolutely. Yeah. I miss Randy Orton when he was a petulant child. He was cool.
Yeah. Destroying people's pushes because he turned the wrong way.
Yeah, but he was in good shape. Well, he's gotten himself in better shape since... I noticed last night he was in a lot better shape.
How could you? Because it
went
an hour long, that match.
at the end of the day, Usos better choice than New Day, or would you have kept on New Day?
I think the Usos are better. It's always better to have a good heel team, a good heel champion, and have the face chase for a while.
not only that, I'm going to say...
It builds more Usos drama and stuff.
This is the best I've ever seen the Usos, really.
I think they need a triplet. They need a third person to combat the New Day's numbers advantage.
I hear Tamina's available.
Yeah, I want no difference. Put her in there.
I'd take Tamina over Xavier. She does the kick.
That's what all she does. Yeah.
All right, so now we're on to the main card, and let's talk about stuff, Steve. I want to point out that last Tuesday, I'd watched like 30 minutes of Raw. I had to do my Game of Thrones podcast. I come back, and I go back to start watching Raw, and I noticed somebody posted on my wrestling group on Facebook, and then I look on my phone, and I see an email from Steve, and all I see is, what the fuck? I'm like, oh no, something bad must have really happened to get two messages here. So I wanted to get through Raw before I saw SmackDown, because I didn't want SmackDown to ruin what happened on Raw. Not that it would have, but I didn't know at the time. And then the worst thing that really could have happened to me as a fan pretty much happened on Tuesday night. The shovel came out. Cena did what to Baron what he did to Wade. And then we had this opening match of Cena versus Baron, and it was pretty much more of the same. Is Baron just toast? Is Baron going to get traded to Raw when they do the switch up to try to revive him, or are they going to keep him buried?
I don't know if he did something backstage or pissed someone off somehow.
Twitter, supposedly.
Oh, God, Twitter.
He said something to a military guy, like called him a pussy or something like that.
And which maybe he is. They're not all heroes.
Well, not only that, but... Alright, I really feel a celebrity should stay the fuck off of Twitter unless it's, like, to promote something of your own. B, I don't think our president... No matter what anybody feels about our president, I don't feel our president should be on Twitter every fucking day. It's probably the one thing that annoys me more about him than anything else.
Yeah, he hasn't killed us yet, so...
My issue is just stay the fuck off Twitter and do your fucking job. That's my whole issue with Trump. Like, it has nothing to do with politics. It's just like, will you do your job, get the fuck off Twitter?
Yeah, it's like Obama. Stop doing talk shows. Do your job.
And now to see Baron supposedly getting punished for, you know, basically trying to do what Kevin Owens does on Twitter.
He was in character. Yeah, it's not like he thinks they're actually pussies. He's just being in character.
Right. So... now he's getting punished, lost his Money in the Bank push, and is like one of the first people to ever job to Cena at SummerSlam, because SummerSlam's where Cena jobs pretty much every
year. Yeah, he hasn't won in forever. Instead, he comes out, jokes with the commentators first, and then just destroys Corbin. I don't get it.
Do you think there's hope for Baron? Do you think like he's going to get punished for a few months and then get pushed again, or do you think... this is like a one and done situation where once they're pissed, they're just not going to push him again.
I don't know, because Titus grabbed Vince's arm on TV and pulled him back forcibly, and he got punished pretty bad. What Corbin did is a lot less than that, I think. But they seem to be pretty petty backstage, so I don't know what they're going to do with him.
I mean, Enzo's afraid of heights and got put up in a shark cage. I mean, Titus, all he did was try to let a woman walk first.
Yeah, but he grabbed his arm and pulled him back. You don't do that to the boss.
But it was for the boss's daughter. Like that. If it was just like Carmella that he did it for, I get it, but it was for Stephanie. Like, doesn't that take into some consideration over...
No, you don't, like, grab, you don't grab Vince, I guess. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, it goes back to the old story of Vince facing off against Kurt Angle on the airplane and Taker waking up to seeing Kurt choking out Vince and Taker going after Angle. You just don't fuck with Vince, apparently.
Exactly. He'll be dead soon. Just let him go. Just let him be.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't think Vince is going to last to 2020. I just don't think so.
How much is he still on steroids? You think he has to be, right?
I would say maybe HGH would actually probably be healthier than steroids, or at least...
Yeah, but you think he's old school, and I'm just like, I want steroids shot into my ass.
I just goes, I want a needle in my ass, damn it.
You think Pep Patterson do it?
I mean, is Shane on the same regimen? Because
I think he's on something.
Yeah.
He didn't look good last night.
Did Shane change races because that man is dark.
Tanning bed. Tanning.
I don't think it was tanning bed. He was on vacation and he surfs a lot, so I think he just got way too much sun.
Oh, that's right. He almost died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Shane just needs to chill out a little bit on the tanning. Just a little bit, because that shit can't be healthy either.
No, it can't be. Even fake tanning isn't that good for you.
I'm still bummed out about... As soon as I saw Corbin go down the way he did, I said out loud that we're in for a rough night. And I did not know the half of it. Like,
it was a very uneven night.
Yeah. I expected, you know, a few things to go wrong, and then a couple things to go right, and I'd be okay with it. Let's go down to the third circle of hell. Where Natalya, one of the most botchtastic women, defeat Naomi, and I gotta say, that was one of Natalya's three best matches I've ever seen her wrestle, because she didn't botch. Actually, she looked like an accomplished wrestler. I'll give her props.
What a shock that someone's been wrestling for, what, 20 years? Looks like a wrestler?
Am I wrong? Like, that was one of her best matches you've seen her from a technical standpoint, right?
Yes. Natalya's problem, I think, is when she came in the league, she was the best wrestler because they were all lingerie models. And now they're actually trained wrestlers, and she isn't as trained as them, I don't think.
Do you think the pressure also of, like, the reputation of being from the Hart family weighed her down significantly?
Well, she is, like, Bret Hart's daughter or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
The way they announce it, you think she is, but...
My Uncle Bret, she's from the Hart family. Stu trained her.
Right. Okay. Her father is Jim the Anvil Knight, who had a good career in his own right.
I liked Jim. Always liked Jim.
Multiple tag team champions, the master wrestler Who, I think, at one point. Or no, the Executioner.
No, he was Who.
Was he both?
He could have been both, actually.
I think Terry Gordy was the Executioner.
Terry Gordy was. You're right.
Yeah.
Bam Bam Gordy. How the hell did I end up where there's two Bam Bams in wrestling?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know how that... that's weird. I wonder who was first. I guess we'll
Gordy's
never know.
Gordy's older, I think, but I don't know. Their age actually is probably pretty close, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I only ever heard him called Bam Bam in ECW.
You're right. I'm going to go with Bigelow.
Bigelow. Just because Bigelow is better.
Yeah, plus Bigelow's a sweet name unto itself.
That's true.
Are you good with Natalya beating Naomi to change things up, or does it even matter at this point?
They just got the belt, a new belt. And
it was a May.
Right, it had the glow. It was the Last Dragon stuff. I thought for sure it would be a cash-in.
Well,
and when that didn't happen,
so
I was like,
Tuesday,
well, that's kind of interesting.
Once Tuesday happened, I knew Carmella was not cashing it in. They weren't going to do two in the same
Do you think
week.
They'll do a rematch Tuesday and then have cash-in then?
I could see that, because then a week's gone by.
Or what about the house show tonight?
Oh, God. Yeah, let's do as much stuff on house shows as possible.
Who's going to go to see a house show on the same night of a post-Raw show? Or post-SummerSlam Raw?
If the tickets were cheap enough, I would go.
They weren't, though. They're the normal price.
Right. In which case, I'm going to say fuck off. Unless, like, I had, like, a super like, hard-on for seeing AJ Styles.
Unless, like, Alexa Bliss was there, maybe I'd go. She's on Raw.
Right. Like, take all my money so I can see Miss Bliss. Yes.
But it has to be front row. It can't be, like, nosebleed seats.
Right. It has to be, like, directly inside of her. That's,
yes. I'm at ringside. By ringside, I mean right there with the cameraman.
With her on my lap.
Yes, that would be worth it.
I mean, seriously, how much would that ticket be to have her sit on your lap all night? $5,000? $10,000?
Well, what do they charge for just the seats of the big pay-per-views?
For pay-per-views? I mean, isn't that shit like 500 to 1,000, depending on the pay-per-view?
And they get the seats, right? The commemorative seats they get to take home with them?
Yeah.
Or they stop doing that?
Which, okay, by the way, tall dude in white shirt with long black hair that's always with
his mother,
his mom.
I hope? Yeah.
I've actually hypothesized that maybe that's his sugar mama and that's how he gets all the seats. But he didn't have front row last night. I was shocked. Green shirt guy did.
Wow.
But he didn't.
He was close, though.
He was close to Green Shirt Guy, who's... I can't remember. It's fun to like look for particular fans that we now know, like by certain things. Like
right.
Mets shirt and red and white shirt guy who's usually by Mets shirt.
Brock Lesnar guy.
Yeah. Wait, was Brock Lesnar guy there?
I didn't see him.
No, I didn't see him. I didn't see Steve, the sign guy with the red hat.
Good. I hate that guy.
Aw. I call him Rappaport. I always look forward to seeing
him. Michael Rappaport.
First time I saw him, like his face looked a little bit like Rappaport. As he's aged, it hasn't gone as well, but I'm still going to call him Rappaport.
Yeah, you can't live down to nicknames like that.
Right. Oh, shit. All right, let's talk about match of the night, Big Cass versus Big Show.
Definitely. 5 stars. No, 10 stars.
I'm pretty sure after this match, I messaged Russ and Kerry and said, my God, this is by far the pay-per-view of the year. Russ wasn't watching because he said he wasn't going to watch till like today, maybe. Or he started last night at some point. And he's like, are you being serious right now? I was like, yeah.
And you said, yes, yes, I am.
Yeah, I just watched the Big Show, Big Cass match. What do you think? What was the worst part of the whole thing? Because, I mean, the whole thing is just awful. But, I mean, was it Enzo constantly, like, jibber-jabbering the whole match? Was it him escaping the cage? Was him escaping the cage, getting the Bigfoot, then Big Show getting 2 big boots in the Empire Elbow and, like, nothing happening for 4 minutes? What was the worst part?
Enzo getting his head kicked off was probably one of the highlights of the pay-per-view. Enzo being in the cage, probably the worst part.
Enzo's promo died.
Yeah, that was not a good promo at all. That was just awful.
It goes to show, like, I was like, holy shit, Elias killed it with the crowd. Enzo just died on the microphone right in front of us. Like, that was...
Do you think he just figures he's done? Like, he's pretty much out of a job soon, so he's not going to...
Like, he just phoned it in last night?
Yeah, he's like, you know, whatever, I'm out of here because they don't like me anymore, so...
yeah, good chance of it, or maybe that's exactly what they gave him to say. Like, maybe they just like, here's your scripted promo, and they're like, hey, trust us, it's not as bad as what we gave to Bliss for this
and like,
life.
At the last minute, they gave it to him, like, here.
And he's like trying to memorize these points, like, Al Capone.
He's like in the gorilla position. They're like, here you go, Enzo. Here's your promo.
Like, he was trying to do the part where he was hoping for the crowd to do the how you doing, but
nothing
was saying it.
Complete silence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember just a year ago how hot that Brooklyn was for them?
Yeah.
And then, they were so hot for them, and now it's death.
Now it's death. Yeah, it's not good for either of them, because Cass isn't doing much as a heel.
Cass is bland as fuck. He has bland music, and I don't think he deserves a push. I'm sorry, but the dude... Alright, I'm going to compare him
to
my boy
tall,
Corbin.
Though.
Okay, so is Corbin. But at least Corbin, you can see, now that he's taken his shirt off a couple times, he's gotten some fucking neck muscles and stuff. All Cass has done is gone up a cup size since going to the main roster.
Yeah.
And...
But Cass, how is it on Twitter?
Right. I still want to see Cass versus Connor and get it done with.
Cass is busy begging Carmella or whatever.
Alright, here's the fun question. A year ago, if I said, hey Steve, who's going to be the most successful of this trio? Enzo, Cass, or Carmella? Carmella would not have been your first or your second choice.
I would have said probably Cass with Enzo as his manager. And then Carmella.
Yeah, I did not see Carmella's success at all. Because
of Ellsworth.
Because of Ellsworth. You know, it's funny. If you look back at the original draft, how low Carmella and Bliss went, and it's like, and Slater, of course, it's like, the people at the bottom did, a lot of those people that were, like, the last 10 did better than, like, 20 picks ahead of them.
Yeah, that was steals.
It was weird how that worked. Is Cass a possible candidate to get moved to SmackDown, or would you keep him on Raw? I mean, obviously you'd get rid of him, but if you got to keep him on one show or the other, which one would you keep him on?
GFW.
That is where he belongs, although Johnny Abs is now there.
Is he really?
Apparently Eli Drake's the new champion, which I didn't know when the fuck that happened.
They pulled Darvio off the belt. I know that. Right. But I don't know how he did the championship though.
I love Eli Drake. So now I'm like, damn it, I'm gonna watch it for like a month until Morrison takes it off him. But Eli Drake's really good. And he's got Chris Masters as like a bodyguard. I can get behind that storyline.
Yeah.
It amazes me, like, they're cleaning so much house again in GFW with Angelina's gone, Tyrus or, fucking Funkadactyl there, he's gone. I don't know if Del Rio's coming back.
I don't think he is. He'll probably be in jail with Del before he comes back.
Yeah. Magnus is gone.
I saw that one of the divas, or what they call them, knockouts, is in the Mae Young Classic. Or two of them, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Mia Yim and Marty Bell.
Marty Bell is terrible.
But she's Dominican, apparently, so that's something.
I've watched her wrestle when she was a member of the Dollhouse, and they came out to Hole's Doll Parts, which was awesome. That was back when Corgan was doing the music for him.
Okay.
It was a cool stable, but she was not a very good wrestler. But she did like using weapons, so I'll give her that.
For her? Yeah, but will she use weapons in the Mae Young Classic?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Will it be like a deathmatch style tournament?
I would so get behind that.
A women's deathmatch?
Sure, why not? I mean,
it'll be historic. First time ever.
Let's make bitches bleed more than once a month, damn it. Raising the bar. With that being said, let's talk about another great burial. Yes, that's right. The other match of the night. I mean, it was amazing. They put Big Cass versus Big Show, and they followed up with Randy Orton versus Rusev, and you're like, oh, guys, really?
After Rusev jumped to me for the bell, I jokingly said, well, this is going to be ring the bell, RKO, 3 count, that's it. And that's what happened.
Okay, so yeah, I said the same thing to Raylene because she was over. We were watching. I'm like, as soon as they ring that bell, he's just going to fucking hit the RKO, and this is going to be the shortest match on the card. And I said it kind of jokingly, mockingly, and then it happened. I was like, wow, this is Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan at Mania all over again.
It's like,
great.
Of all the things I try to predict about wrestling, that is the one that comes true.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, what are they doing with Rusev? I feel bad for Rusev.
He got married, and that was it. He ruined that ankle, and that was done. They were done.
he ruined the Dolph Ziggler, Summer Rae bullshit. Summer Rae, where are you at?
Yeah, where is she? Maybe she'll be Goldust's new thing. I don't know.
Somebody needs to be... I don't know. Jason Jordan could be Goldust's new thing. That could help.
Maybe.
Maybe they'll give Goldust Enzo to work with. That'll be awful.
Why not?
I feel so bad for Rusev because he's really become one of the better workers in WWE. He's got a great, unique look. He's funny as fuck on the mic. He's the total package. I don't know what more they could ask from that guy.
Yeah, I don't know what he did. I also haven't seen Southpaw Season 2 yet, so I don't know if he's still on that or not.
Is that available now?
I don't know if it's just a trailer or the actual season. I don't know. I haven't checked it out.
Yeah, I'll check that out tonight. I have nothing else better to do, aside from watching Ron being utterly disappointed.
They could surprise you, because the audience is amazing in Brooklyn.
Oh, are they going to be in Brooklyn both tonight and tomorrow night?
Probably, yeah.
They
probably
okay
got like a
that
bulk deal. We'll buy these 5 dates and then get a discount or something.
Did you know on Friday there was a thing down in Brooklyn where you could pay to visit Triple H and Stephanie? Like, there was a meet and greet and everything?
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I do
that?
It is
Stephanie, though.
Dude, alright, so here's a little bit of truth. I dream about wrestling a lot, but I dream about Triple H and Stephanie so much, like, I'm friends with them.
That is
I don't
weird
know why.
You should have went out to Brooklyn and told them that.
Yeah, because that wouldn't have been creepy at all.
No, that's fine.
Oh, God. I should have been like, Stephanie, I have cancer. Can I win the Warrior Award for the Hall of Fame, please?
I bet you could have.
Like, come on.
We got a GoFundMe page. Can I also motorboat you? It's Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's my wish.
God, I'd like to motorboat her. She is terrific.
Maybe Corbin did that, or Rusev did. That's why they're getting buried.
I mean, there are times where you can motorboat Triple H, in all fairness.
Yeah. Do you think Macho Man did back in the day?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, it was $200, but you were guaranteed to have your picture taken with them by a professional photographer, and I believe it was going to be autographed. I think for $200 to be, like, in that room, I feel that's more worth it than going to the pay-per-view, quite frankly.
If I lived in Brooklyn, it'd be worth it, probably. Because if I lived in Brooklyn, yeah, I'd be paying $2,000 or $3,000 a month for rent, probably.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be living alone.
Couldn't afford to see Triple H and Stephanie.
But yes, if you lived in Brooklyn, I probably would have gotten on train, came down, visited you, and been like, well, let's just watch.
You would need to hope the trains are working on time to get you down there.
Oh, God. Yeah, I probably would have left like a day or two early, wandered the streets, something. I don't know. But yeah, I would have totally paid $200 for that experience.
I mean, it's not like Kurt Angle and who else? Beer Money? For $25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On a Photoshop screen. It looked like...
It's amazing. Plus, I look back at those pictures, I'm like, oh, that's back when I was skinny.
That's why they're not around here more. That's why they don't have more house shows or something.
They can't afford the huge rates that GFW now pays.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, Glens Falls specifically needs someone to occupy the space.
You know what it is? I bet it's just expensive actually to transport everybody.
Probably. The stage crew and stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about an actual decent match. Not a great match, but I thought it was a decent match, which was Sasha Banks versus Bliss. By the way, fuck you, WWE, because now you've screwed over Baron and my girl Bliss. Not happy at all, but it was a good match until, you know, that final part.
I was hoping the vest she had on was Warrior's tribute, but I don't think it was.
What the fuck did Sasha come out wearing?
Charlotte's robe? I don't know.
Like, seriously, what the fuck? First of all, they played the music, and I was like, did she get attacked from behind? That's what I was hoping for. I was hoping we were going to see Bliss just wailing on her and dragging her down to the ring. Nope, we got... I don't know. I feel like somebody...
Is it some kind of cosplay? I mean, New Day did Red Lanterns for some reason.
I thought they were going for like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers thing.
I don't know what it was, so when he announced it, said it was Red Lanterns, but instead of Lantern, they used a unicorn as a logo. I don't know. Stupid.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can't do the actual Red Lantern because we get sued by DC, probably.
What do you mean? Superman Punch, Superman Punch, Superman Punch? Oh, that's for the main event.
Yeah, and that's like, I guess, an actual punch in MMA, so. I don't know.
Actually, that's probably one of the best things in all. It's not my favorite move in MMA. My favorite move is the spinning back fist because when somebody connects, it's like an instant knockout. It's amazing when it works. But it so rarely works. But if you just catch somebody just raw, just right, I guess.
Yeah, if they don't see it coming and you get them with it, it's a knockout.
Yeah, Shoni Carter did it like two or three times, and every time it just. Oh, devastating. I thought this was a good women's match. I actually predicted this to possibly still be the best match of the night. I wasn't that far off.
The ending kind of ruined it.
The ending really ruined it. Now what? So are they definitely going ahead with the Sasha and Bayley thing now, you think?
How long is she out, Bayley? Is she out for a while, or...?
I don't know.
How's Sasha's shoulder? That's the main question. Because she couldn't put on the thing the right first time, apparently.
Right.
And then second time, she was good enough to make a tap. So I don't know what happened. But
It's called the art of not selling. And she did a fine job.
I mean, the announcer even brought it up. It's like, oh, a shoulder hurt. You can't put it in properly. And then Bliss got out of it. And then she put it right back on. And then, oh, a tap right away.
Right. It didn't make any sense. Like, I get the whole fighting through the pain, but your body can only do so much before, like, you're going to let go. You can't stand it. And she would have given... Sasha would have given up long before Bliss would have.
You would think so. It's like Big Show all of a sudden could punch people and not feel any pain.
I'm drinking, trying to forget this, and I'm almost through my beer.
I still say Big Show's left hand would be just as effective as his right.
Well, I mean, it goes to show that he probably only jerks off with his right hand.
Gotta be ambidextrous. Gotta use both.
Yeah, yeah. I taught myself, like, probably around, like, 19, 20 years old, how to use my mouse with my left hand, so I could at least have a skill with my left hand, because
it's a good skill to have.
Yeah. I'm actually more competent with my left hand than I am my right hand now with the mouse.
A lot of practice.
Yes. Well, I mean, once again, you know, you can use the mouse for porn. It kind of writes itself, really.
Yeah. I mean, porn's a driving force and a lot of internet stuff, so...
And day-to-day life, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alright, I want to move on from that match to another great match that we just saw this past Monday. Finn Balor. I mean, the Demon. I mean, Hellboy. Because, I mean, really, that's what he looked like on Monday. He looked like fucking Hellboy.
Yeah, or Carrie.
Writhing in pain from the acidic goo. By the way, why wasn't Gangrel brought in for this feud?
I have no idea. But how bad is it where regular strength Finn Balor, I guess you're calling him, can't beat Bray Wyatt?
Wasn't regular strength Finn Balor able to retain the belt against a lot of the greats in NXT?
Also Roman Reigns, I think he beat him for on Raw.
Yeah, yep, he did.
But Bray Wyatt comes into town and it's all over.
Which would be cool if like that was the case where Bray Wyatt was like so over that, you know, it still made sense for Bray to get the win. But Bray hasn't been over since February.
Is that how long it's been?
Yeah, when he won Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
And they dropped Luke Harper from the greatest storyline that they had going all year.
Good times.
Yeah.
And then Owen dug up his sister and whatever, burnt her, burnt the house down, or I don't know.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out if there was a way to bring back Sister Abigail somehow.
I'm sure there is. Paul Bearer, he's dead. He can't bring him back either.
Can't Kane conjure up some kind of sorcery?
Can they do, like, a Frankenstein thing? Like, hook her up to electricity and then, like, have Kane draw lightning down or something? That'd be Taker, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Taker could do the lightning. You could get Papa Shango back.
Yeah. Papa Shango on his voodoo. And it makes sense, because they're, like, in the bayou, which is, like, you know, Louisiana, which is huge for voodoo.
Wouldn't that be a fascinating storyline if Bray needed help and he got the help of Papa Shango?
No. Like... Could the boogeyman be involved?
Well, as long as he's coming to get you.
Well, of course he is, yeah. I thought that was Baylor's entrance last night was the boogeyman's entrance.
Yeah. I will give Finn credit because
that sash he added to his entrance was, you know, topped it all off.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea. That's his New York City demon, I guess.
When I'm in New York City, I'm not a Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
Or a pirate sash, I guess.
I'm high fashion. Like I hope when Breeze Nango comes back, like that's on the fashion files.
Oh, it has to be the sash.
The match did nothing for me. I did.
What do you expect is Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor?
Whose fault is it though? Like who's the worst of the two workers?
I like Bray Wyatt. I'm gonna say Finn.
I think Finn's wildly overrated. Unless he's working with the right opponent, he's not very effective.
Which he hasn't found yet, apparently.
I liked Finn versus Joe quite a bit. I liked Finn versus Shinsuke. I think Finn versus AJ would be a hell of a thing. Finn versus Cena, I think, could be a decent matchup.
Yeah, Cena's pretty good with the little guys.
Finn versus Seth on paper should be a great match. Finn versus Dean should be a great match.
Till Seth powerbombs him in the ring apron, or ring guardrail.
Yeah, and then there's that. Any final thoughts on this match? Because
hopefully it ends a feud.
Oh, God, hopefully.
Hopefully tomorrow, tonight they don't have Riot do a promo that leads to nowhere against Finn.
I'm out in New York City rambling around, just wandering around New York City.
He's just another guy in New York City doing that.
Yeah, like, he was in the desert doing it, so why not?
He's just gonna drift everywhere, rambling on.
I don't think this feud's over yet. I don't think it's gonna happen yet. We're due for a lot more pain and suffering. Yeah.
It'll be like a House of Horrors match, maybe?
Oh my god, please bring back the House of Horrors.
Or maybe something involving the mats with a slideshow on it.
That was the worst gimmick of the year. I don't care how bad anything else was, including Big Cass and Big Show. That Randy Orton Bray Wyatt match was the worst thing of the year for me.
I mean, it started out with Orton riding the sperm.
So stupid. Oh, I hate to say it, but like, Vince still surprises me, but Vince is so far out of touch, and I assume it has to be stubbornness, where I assume there's gotta be some people backstage that actually kind of would try to steer him the right way, and Vince just like, no, damn it.
Yeah, Triple H, maybe? Maybe he's just like, I'll just wait another couple of years till he dies, and then I'll step in.
Yeah, like, I'm guessing probably him and, like, Road Dogg are just, like, biding their time, like, well, once the old man kicks it, we'll be able to make wrestling great again.
Although Road Dogg's ahead of SmackDown, and SmackDown's not that great right now.
Yeah, who was running SmackDown prior to Road Dogg? Because once Road Dogg took over, it hasn't been that great.
I don't know who it was. Whoever it was, should come back.
Yeah, please bring them back to do everything, please.
Put Paul Heyman back there. Let him do something.
Who?
Paul Heyman.
Oh,
I mean, he has months of doing nothing anyway. So might as well let him burn his money for those months.
For some reason, I thought you said Brooke Hogan. I was like, she has the mind for wrestling that you
she's
do,
Steve. She's trying to start a women's league, I think.
Oh, I mean, she was in GLOW, so
it's like her and like some other wrestlers' daughters trying to start a league.
Oh, that sounds just
terrible. Well, they're probably using Hulk Hogan's Gawker money for it.
Good for Hogan beating that scumbag. Good for him. All right, let's talk about the most homoerotic tag team going on today. Dean and Seth taking on and defeating the best tag team going today.
Did they fist last night? I don't know if I saw it.
Raw had to start off with that homoerotic fucking fantasy of a montage.
Right, it's then like, will they fist it, won't they?
Like, they did it again on SmackDown, then they did it on before the match. I was like, guys, enough about each other fisting each other. And during the podcast,
Daniel Bryan was right. They love fisting.
They do. When we were doing the podcast, Russ was talking about it, and I unmuted my mic, and I started playing the song from Titanic on my mic. I felt it was appropriate.
Yes, that's very appropriate.
Alright, so here's what happened. This match started... Ray's Game of Thrones started. Now you say I paused it. I watched Game of Thrones smartly. I came back and it started playing right from here. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, despite having an hour of buffering time, no, it would not play in anything resembling 1970s TV quality. That's how bad it was. It was like watching late 90s digitized porn webcam video.
Maybe it was like saying, like, the way of saying, like, why are you watching this?
it was so bad. So I fast forwarded, then I kept fucking up everything during this match, so like we end up hearing it and I went to fast forward, nope, came back to the beginning of the match. So we end up playing Diablo 3 for about 20 plus minutes while this match was going on. Only thing I really took out of it was that apparently Cesaro did something with a beach ball, and I watched the second half of the match. So, care to elaborate on the beach ball situation?
For whatever reason, Sheamus was doing the hitting the guy's chest thing, and he decided to go outside and get the beach ball and rip it up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but then it also kind of encourages the audience, which isn't good, but it was awesome that he ripped it up.
I thought this was good. I liked seeing Cesaro do the sharpshooter much better than Natalya's ever done it, plus the Crippler crossface.
Yeah, it was a great match. I like the ending sequence. That was pretty good.
I feel that this match should have had Morg heading into it, but they only focused on Dean and Seth. Whereas I felt that Cesaro both, if they could have gotten involved better with promos and doing more heel tactics, I feel that this storyline actually could have been one of the best told build-ups for the pay-per-view. But they kind of botched it on Cesaro's end.
Yeah, because all they care about is the budding romance between Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose and their fists.
Two young lovers.
Yep.
Now, I also thought that a better main event for SummerSlam would have been a street fight between the Full Shield versus Brock, Braun, and Joe. I think that would have been a great pay-per-view main event. Wouldn't you?
There's no stakes to it, though.
I don't care. I don't need stakes.
It would have been a great match, though. Especially Braun Strowman involved.
Right, like, it would have just been a nasty fucking fight, and it would have been crazy because there would have been no tags. I don't know. I would have taken that
Maybe
match.
Maybe Survivor Series will have a Shield versus Mistrage? I don't know who they'd wrestle, but...
Oh, God. Maybe Bray can get Braun back, and then, I don't know, somebody else will get called.
I don't want Braun anywhere near Bray. He'll ruin him.
You're right. I don't know. This was probably actually the second best match of the night, the tag team match.
Yeah, for once they seem to have the best matches near the end of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, ain't that some shit? Novel idea. Do you agree with them changing the belts?
No, they should have had a bigger chase. Maybe yeah. Survivor Series. Royal Rumble-ish, maybe? I don't know.
Will there be a rematch tonight?
Of course.
I say there is.
Yeah, there will be. At least one.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Styles versus Owens and Shane barely fitting into a super tight shirt.
God, I forgot about that.
Why has there not been a single classic match between the two best workers on SmackDown? How is this possible that there's not been one possible match of the year candidate between these
two? For whatever reason, they have to book goofy finishes. I don't know why.
Every single time, it's been a shit finish. But the reality is, none of the matches have felt great. Like, this was an okay match, and had they not had Shane, and it would have just been normal action, I think it actually could have been their best match.
Yeah, well, they had to involve Shane, set up the Owens-Shane feud. For some god awful reason.
Fuck. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm just not looking forward to it.
Not at all.
No. It made sense keeping on AJ. Who do you have AJ feud with now?
Let's see. It won't be Corbin. It won't be Rusev. Cena again? Maybe Orton? I don't know.
I was going to say, are you sure it's not going to be Corbin? Where they just have
think it would be?
Job.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
As punishment, I could see that. I'd like to actually see AJ versus Mike Kanellis to see if they could have a good match, but Mike looks out of shape as fuck.
Maybe Shinsuke?
Oh, well, Jinder needs an opponent. I think Shinsuke's going to keep going for it.
All they got to do is have him and Cuddy break up. Right there is your WrestleMania main event.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know where AJ goes. I mean, there's a lot of people for him to feud with. I don't think it's going to be Rusev. I think Rusev and Randy continue their feud since it's just beginning.
Is it really a feud, though? Maybe Gable?
Oh, I would love Gable in that role. I'd like to see Aiden English.
What happened to him? He had a win against someone.
He beat Orton.
Oh, yeah, didn't he beat Sami Zayn?
Yeah, he beat Zayn. Oh, gosh. Sami Zayn wasn't even on the pay-per-view, and Sami Zayn versus Styles would be an amazing match.
It would.
I feel bad for Sammy. I truly feel bad for the guy at this point.
Yeah, he's not doing much.
No. Even Ty Dillinger. Although I kind of like the idea of Sammy and Ty as a tag team if they could do something logical with them. But it's WWE and logic and all that stuff don't work.
Yeah, they don't know what logic is.
No. All right. Do you have any other thoughts on this match? Because I just didn't care that much.
Oh, once the Shane McMahon got involved, you kind of figured it'd be pointless to actually care about the match.
Shane looked worse for wear than either the guys that were actually in the match. Was he, like, over hot or something? Like, he was dripping sweat.
Maybe food poisoning?
Like, he didn't look right. No. As much.
He'd like Brock Lesnar.
Oh, that's never a good thing. All right, let's move on to another great match of Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke. And if there's a way to make a Shinsuke match boring as fuck, well, all you gotta do, ladies and gentlemen, is insert him in a match with Jinder Mahal, the most boring world champion we've had since JBL? I mean,
probably.
I'm struggling here for the last time there was a world champ this boring, and you know, JBL at least had good storylines and told a good story and he was working with good wrestlers that he could kind of try to keep up with. Jinder cannot keep up with anybody that he's going against right now.
But he has 1.3 billion fans in India.
Yeah. By the way, I understood why we had to hear the announcing from the Indian guys, but what the fuck did we have to hear from the other countries' commentators as well?
Because it's Funaki.
I'm fine with Funaki, and I'm fine with Jean whatever from Russia, because he always cracks me up.
Funaki is SmackDown's number one announcer.
Yes, he always will be, as far as I'm concerned.
I noticed when they announced the French people, they screwed up. They said the Rougeau brother was there, and he wasn't.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Good catch.
Yeah, I guess. Just shows how much I pay to actual matches.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is actually one of my favorite parts of a pay-per-view is watching them go through the 14 announcers. That's always a treat. Why are they so insistent on Jinder? Like, he's done everything he's supposed to, but sometimes you just aren't going to be that good.
Like, Jinder's, are they getting that much press over it? Like, that justifies him being champion still?
No, they got press, you know, when it first happened, and since then, yeah, probably from India, but it's not like India is not a very rich country, so how many people can actually afford the network? It's just not happening.
Do you think the ones working at the call center for WWE get it for free?
I don't know. I remember the one bitch I talked to, and she could eat a fat fucking dick.
Are they going to India soon? Is that why?
I don't know. All that I know is, at one point, I had to go to the bathroom. And during the pay-per-view, it was right before it was right before the start of the main show. So I had it on my computer. I started up on my TV. Yeah, can't do that. I'm like, why can I not have two instances of the network playing at the same house?
Wasn't that one of the selling points when it first came out? They're like, you can watch it on your TV and your phone at the same time.
Yeah, like, it's not unheard of that, you know, people, like, kids may want to watch it with their friends while parents are watching in the living room or something. So, I really don't understand how. I get it. If you want it from two different IP addresses, that's okay. I accept that you don't want that. But most streaming, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, you can simultaneously stream from two different locations.
At least two, yeah.
Yeah, minimum of two, and then most of them now have a thing where you can pay, like, $2 more to have two extra users. WWE, one and only one, no matter where.
It's how they inflate their subscriber base. They make you pay for two or three of them.
I really, really hate what WWE's become. I don't know. Do you think they're going to continue with Jinder versus Shin?
They have to. After that match, they had to continue that, right?
Oh, you know what? We were just thinking about who's going to face AJ. Why not Rude?
Yeah, they could call him up. He's still champion. No, he's not. He lost. So, yeah.
I think that's a good possibility.
You know what's amazing? Plus, all the title changes, and Shinsuke didn't wasn't one of them.
Right. Well, one of the few matches that you were like, they could definitely change title in this match. No. I didn't see half of the title changes coming, to be perfectly honest.
I didn't see any of them coming either, but is that a good thing, or is it just like change for change's sake?
Change for change's sake. Not many of them told a relevant story. Like, Natalya was not featured during the storyline. Carmella was the star, followed by Naomi.
It was all the cash-in, that's it.
Yeah, and then, you know, okay, AJ made sense to retain, because we knew that Kevin Owens and Shane was going to have their thing.
Must be doing Bayley and Sasha. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. Bayley versus Sasha doesn't need a belt. That's something else that WWE cannot get through its fucking head. You can have a good storyline and not involve the belt, and then have the belt on another storyline to make that storyline seem more important. Then you have two good storylines instead of one.
Yeah, like it's kind of like in the old days. They used to have really good wrestlers never win belts because they didn't need it.
Million Dollar Man made his own belt, or, you know, Mr. Perfect could carry feuds, and, I mean, shit, Macho Man was forever carrying feuds without a belt.
But now you need a belt.
Wrestling has really kind of, like, for all the times that they mention, like, their roots, they seem to forget so much of what made sense, which is a shame.
It's almost like where, I don't want to say aging out, but it's almost like it's not the same. It's not like it's for us anymore.
Yeah.
It's for like ADD addled kids.
Yeah. It's like, hey, by the way, in case you missed what happened 3 minutes ago, here you go.
And by the way, and what happened last month, it never happened.
Right. Oh, we're sorry. You have a memory? Fuck you. We're not interested in your type of people. We want people that have no memory and do not think logically. You just like what we tell you to like, and that's it. It's insulting. Very yep. insulting.
It makes perfect sense to have Corbin lose in 2 seconds to John Cena.
Seriously, I hadn't seen a can't-miss prospect like Corbin in so long, and I just feel, like, so morally deflated. He's really going to be the next test. This is sadly going to be his future. He's going to be the next test, and I'm not okay with that.
Well, Test kind of got fucked by Triple H.
Uh-huh, and Stephanie. Now Baird got Corbin, yeah. Got Cena. This is yep. all playing out. Mm-hmm. All we need now is for Baron and Scott Steiner to form a tag team and bring back Stacy Keibler, please.
That would be awesome. Well, yes. If I win Powerball, I will start my wrestling league.
Will you make Scott Steiner your inaugural champion,
yes,
please?
I will. In the minute Corbin gets released, I will sign him up.
Oh,
I'll have
gosh.
That league just so Corbin gets released. I can pick him up.
Fantastic.
We will run shows at the local VFW or whatever, like In Your Face Hustling does.
Yes, yes. Oh, you could hire that chick who wanted to sell me her attire for fucking
$5,000.
Oh, that
would be awesome.
$5,
and Sonny could show
Maria
up. Manic? You get Sonny.
Oh, Sonny, yeah, we could pay her like $5. She'd like give you a blowjob or something.
That'd be perfect.
It would feel so good.
My medical bills would be God knows what from the blowjob.
Could you make New Jack the commissioner?
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Imagine the promos.
We can get what's his name? Little Guido and Tony Yamaluke show up.
Oh yeah. Hell, you could probably get Sinister Minister. He's not doing shit.
Probably get Dreamer too.
Yeah, get
Dreamer.
We can
do a cross promotion with House of Hardcore.
You could probably, you know what, if you made a good enough pitch to Barrett, you might be able to get Wade Barrett, and that's actually a legit number one guy.
It's a lot of money though, get him back overseas.
If you hire a hot prostitute, it may be cheaper.
It's like Sunny?
Correct. Like, find out Wade Barrett had the hots for her when he was a kid. Be like, Wade, suck your dick.
Everyone had hots when they were a kid. Come on.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many people really want a blowjob from Sunny nowadays?
Well, now, like, no. But back then, God.
Well, maybe Wade's different. Maybe Wade still really has a thing.
He was like, you know, when I was a kid, I always thought she looked better, like, you know, drug addict type thing. And now she is. Dream come true.
All right. Back when I was a teenager, first starting to check out women, I was like, you know, she looks good, but if she was missing a few teeth and just looked like she was 20 years older due to drugs, I would be so turned on.
Yes.
And here we are. By the way, everybody that wants to read about this stuff or check out our archives, go to ninedeuce.com, ninedeuce.com/wrestling for the blogs and stuff.
No one should want to read about this stuff.
No. We've lost everybody while trying to sell Wade Barrett on the hotness of Sunny nowadays.
We were so close to getting him.
What movie was... Alright, I feel like you'll know this. Like, where there was, like, the druggie that was like, I'll suck your dick for a cheeseburger. Was that, like, Menace to Society by any chance?
I want to say it was, like, Spike Lee movie, but I don't know. It might have been Menace to Society.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
I really wish... It could have been Boys in the Hood as well.
Yeah, it could have been.
God, Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society were both great fucking movies.
They were.
And Above the Rim.
Yes. White Men Can't Jump, too. They were pretty good.
White Men Can't Jump. Woody Harrelson, the most diverse actor that never gets any props. Good for him. All right. Let's talk about the main event, because the main event was the best match on the card.
By a long shot, by far.
I have one issue before I start heaping praise.
Is it because Brock won again? That's my issue.
That's kind of a given. My bigger issue is that everybody else, except for Samoa Joe, really got a chance to showcase some stuff. Samoa Joe really didn't get much offense the whole night.
No, right? It was like clean and clutch, and then go away for 20 minutes.
Yeah, like, you know, like Roman got his chance to shine, Braun got a huge chance to shine.
The whole match is for time. Braun, pretty much.
Braun? Do you think WWE realizes what they have in Braun? Like, nobody gets a louder pop right now than Braun Strowman. Nobody. Do you think they realize this?
They have
this?
To. If they don't, they're... I don't know what's wrong with them, but then again, look at the track record.
Like, Braun Strowman right now, I think it's either now or never. Like, fucking put the belt on him. He's not going to be hotter anytime soon.
Right. He needs a belt soon.
Like, there's only so many different match types where Braun can do ridiculously awful things to people and just destroy them. Like, he's not going to be doing this 5 years down the road. I mean, it'd be cool if he was, but I have my doubts.
Maybe if he's... Brock, that's on his schedule, he will be.
Brock's supposed to be on tonight. And there's talks of Braun versus Brock at September, whatever.
It sucks that he won't win that, though.
But are we 100% sure, like, that Brock wouldn't drop it for a few months?
Well, the thing is, he didn't win it back because they'd obviously want him to be champion against Jon Jones.
See, the whole Jon Jones thing, though, can't happen until sometime at least next year.
Right, because of Brock's steroid use.
The USADA drug testing. I don't necessarily know if it's a huge deal at this point, unless WWE is really thinking that they're going to re-sign Brock come March or April.
I would love to see Braun Strowman win. I think you're cutting costs. That's a big cost to cut right there, and that would help your books a lot.
Well, I mean, the question really is, how much drawing power does Brock have anymore? Is he still a big attraction? And I mean, to you and I, he's not. We're sick of his shit. But to a casual wrestling fan or a person that watched UFC, is he still a draw, or is he just another name that used to be a draw, do you think?
He's probably still a draw. People still pop pretty big for him. I don't know how much longer that will last. I think it's done already. I'm kind of sick. You're right. I'm sick of it too.
I just don't think he has the same draw that he had, you know, when he first came out and fucking.
The problem is, it's like lazy Brock Lesnar, where he just walks in, does his suplexes, gets out.
Right. Suplex, 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 F5, F5, win. But, you know, in all fairness, I think Roman Reigns showed that he knew three whole moves that whole match last night.
That's and I don't understand why he was booked so bad.
Like, the dude can wrestle, but they did not allow him to wrestle, which I thought was a big mistake.
And he ate the pin clean, which was shocking.
Yeah, I mean, but anybody can eat the pin clean in a four-way.
I figured it'd be either him or I think it'd be Samoa Joe. Especially the way Samoa was Joe's wrestling that night.
Well, I mean, we've heard rumors that Paul and Brock really, if they wanted to drop it, they wanted to drop it to Joe. But, I mean, as much as I'd be in favor of that, I actually think they should pull the trigger on Braun right now.
I think Braun's money right now.
Joe was money a month ago, and they blew it, and that's okay. Joe is so good, he can bounce back. Braun right now, if they just keep dick teasing us for too long, he's going to wear out his welcome, I feel, at the top of the card.
I think so, as long as he has Roman Reigns to destroy, he'll be okay for a bit.
This is true, but how many times can we actually see Braun destroy Roman?
Could they get Cena get destroyed every once in a while?
Is this going to be the next modern day Austin and Rock? Is this a possibility, do you think?
Reigns and Strowman?
Reigns and... Yeah, like, I was wondering this. I was legitimately wondering this. Like, could we have years and years of these two guys, you know, parting ways and then coming back to feud again?
I mean, they both have awesome catchphrases. Roman Reigns being the big dog and Strowman not being finished with him.
Yeah. I believe that.
Imagine that, like, 2 years later, Braun Ross walks out, like, I'm not finished with you, and attacks him again.
Oh my god, like, Roman's about ready to win the title from, you know, fucking Bobby Roode or Finn Balor, and all of a sudden, Braun! And the crowd would be pumped.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Alright, so if you put the belt on Strowman, though, do you... Alright, with the crowd reaction, would the crowd accept Braun as a face right now, do you think, or... Are they better off keeping him as a heel that just does cool shit?
Hopefully he end up like Brock Lesnar, or he was a heel, but because he just wrecked shop, everyone loved him. And hopefully that's the same with Strowman.
I just don't want him to become like how Jericho. Like, I love Jericho, but Jericho eventually became so face.
Face Jericho's awful. Yeah.
Braun as a face does not work. Braun has to still be a monster. And I know that they accomplish that sometimes with Taker, but it's never the same.
Yeah, it's always better to have like a monster like that, yeah.
Yeah, Braun as a tweener, though, that just doesn't give a fuck about anybody, I'm 100% on board with.
Kind of a redneck, so that kind of fits Stone Cold's thing.
Yeah.
And Brock's, I mean, Roman's obviously Samoan, so there's a whole Rock connection there.
Yeah, it works on a lot of levels, and I mean, they're both young enough where they could feud for the next 5 years. No problem.
Yeah, barring injury.
Right. One thing they can't do with Braun, and I hope that they realize this, and they never do, please do not have somebody do a run-in save for Braun. Braun is one guy that cannot afford to have somebody do a run-in save.
I thought they kind of ruined Braun at the... last pay-per-view where he had to get the jaws of life to get out of the ambulance.
Yeah, but then he walked out like
right.
a horror
He's like,
movie.
I don't need your help. Just walked away.
Wounded animal, but still walking away. The only thing was missing was him saying, Roman, I'm not finished with you yet.
That would have been money right there.
Gosh.
Hopefully they won't mess him up, but I mean, they will. You know, they'll mess him up somehow.
Alright, how hard did Joe get hit in the head when Braun threw that chair at both Joe and Roman? Because I think Joe took the worst end of that hit.
Do you think he was concussed? Is that why he didn't do much the rest of the whole match?
Well, we was wondering that, and they didn't show the replay of it that well. So I was like, I don't know. I think Joe actually That couldn't feel good, those chairs.
Well, they're heavy, for one, light. And then they get the arm of the chair, which isn't padded at all.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at my office chair that's sitting in my room, and I'm sitting there thinking, yes, I could huck it. Probably not, you know, probably less than a fifth of what Braun can. And then I'm thinking, my God, if I got hit in the head or face with that, I would be in so much pain. That would suck.
Yeah, I would be knocked out, probably.
So, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility that Joe just may have gotten, you know, a little fucking loopy from that hit. That's a possibility. Did you see Lesnar's knees after the match? Because he took that announce desk flip on the knees, not on the chest. Like, he lifted his knees, and after the match, his knees were both badly bruised.
That's not good. Well, he's coming out now, I think, so...
Oh, shit, it is 8.
Is he walking? I can't tell. Oh, he's not there yet, I don't think.
Well, shit, we could wrap this up so you can watch Raw. Any final thoughts on this?
It's getting ridiculous the amount of time they expect us
6 hours?
To take. I mean, if I had any semblance of, like, a social life, I would not have watched any of that.
Right. You cannot fit wrestling into... that's something that they're doing. They're kind of screwing up people who actually... You know, even if you have a family, how can you devote, you know, 3 hours Raw, 2 hours SmackDown, possibly an hour of NXT or Cruiserweight, 2 hours NXT pay-per-view, 6 hours SummerSlam?
And then the specials
that's
they
a
have...
full-time job. Yeah,
and then like WrestleMania is like even longer.
Right. It's a part-time job at the very least now to be a full-time wrestling fan.
Right, and if you need a part-time job, you can't have one and be a wrestling fan.
Absolutely, no. You really can't. It's absurd.
I mean, I let you have Twitter, and you just look at the Twitter and get the recap that way. But
Twitter. I hate Twitter. I hate social media. Yeah, hey, awful. Do you know there was an eclipse today?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it looked kind of cloudy for a bit, but other than that, it wasn't too dark.
I mean, as I'm such a huge outdoorsman with my great tan, I mean, it was hard for me not to miss it, of course.
Yeah, you're probably on the mountain somewhere, hiking.
Yeah. Drinking fresh from the stream.
Yes.
Wearing flannel.
That's right. Communing with nature, the animals.
In my big bushy beard.
Yes.
Oh, here was something that, I mean, I don't want to keep you too long here, but something we were discussing last night was how many male wrestlers still keep their armpit hair? We noticed Braun did. Not many other dudes. Like, I get that they shave their chest, but they also shave their pits. Almost all of them do.
Yeah, that's been a thing forever, though. I mean...
It has, it's just... I found that just a little weird.
You think in this day and age with unkempt facial hair that they'd keep their armpit hair, too?
Well, like, okay, I can picture somebody like Luke Gallows still having his armpit hair, for instance, or the Big Show... like Braun, it makes sense. Bray doesn't have any.
But he's also grown up in a wrestling family, so he's probably taught not to.
Right. IRS was probably like, son, you do this. I will deduct.
He's like, he's like 15, and he's like, shave those armpits, boy.
or else your uncle the stalker will come at
that's
you.
Right.
Oh, imagine growing up with your uncle being the stalker. Like, as a kid, you'd think that's the coolest fucking thing ever.
Oh, yeah. My dad's IRS. And
and your brother and sister look identical to each other. That's
cool. A bit creepy, I guess. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. We'll be back, what do you think, 2-3 weeks probably?
We were lucky to get a month this time.
Very lucky.
For the awesome SummerSlam that it was. Yeah, probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to guess 3 weeks. And then we got probably two pay-per-views every month for the rest of the year.
Well, Survivor Series will be 1 month, right? One month?
Hopefully.
Hopefully they don't do two shows. Yeah, they can't do two shows that time, can they?
I don't know. They do two in October, two in September, two in December. So
God, I hope
they could
not.
Do one.
Hopefully just one November's fine.
Yeah. That would be fine by me. So. All right, then. Fuck it. We'll just talk more next time about our various other tangents. We just discussed fucking 19 matches or 18 matches.
6 hours? 8 hours? 9 hours? I don't know. A whole day, pretty much.
Yeah. So, do you have any final thoughts before we say goodbye, Steve?
Nope. Fantastic. I'm out of everything. I'm just...
worn
yeah,
out.
It's like,
I'm mentally
I'm just
gone.
Done.
Yeah.
Although they do beat they all do right. beat you down where you're like, this is fine. Whatever.
Well, yeah, it's like you... Was that Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Good job, WWE. You manipulative fucks. All right. Everybody check out 9deuce.com/wrestling for the blogs. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't already for Are You Not Entertained? Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at official9deuce. That's the number 9. And there's other stuff. Look for 9deuce wrestling on Facebook. Pop us in search, request us, I'll let you join. It's cool. Other than that, for Steve, for Kent, we really hate you, WWE. Please stop giving us so much shit and go fuck yourselves. Thank you and have a good night.